Welcome back, everybody. This is Yesterday's News with your host, Ryan Baker, aka Mr. Yesterday. Let's get started. Today's topic is ego versus soul. And later on, we're going to talk about up-and-coming local artist, JC Ward. Ego versus soul is a topic that is very prevalent with what's going on in my own life, especially with being involved in the local music scene and as an artist. What I see nowadays, especially in the local music scene or as musicians or artists in general, the soul is not what it used to be in at all. It's still there, but I think, ironically, there's more ego than there is soul now. Why is that? I want to read something to all of you, and then we're going to talk about ego versus soul. Ego seeks to serve itself. Soul seeks to serve others. Ego seeks outward recognition. Soul seeks inner authenticity. Ego sees life as a competition. Soul sees life as a gift. Ego seeks to preserve itself. Soul seeks to preserve others. Ego looks outwards. Soul looks inward. Ego feels lack. Soul feels abundance. Ego is mortal. Soul is eternal. Ego is drawn to lust. Soul is drawn to love. Ego seeks wisdom. Soul is wisdom. Ego enjoys the prize. Soul enjoys the journey. Ego is cause to pain. Soul is cause of healing. Ego seeks to be filled. Soul is eternal wholeness. Ego is me. Soul is we. I read this to you all, especially with the local musicians and artists tuning in, because we have made our art about ourselves. We have made what we do more about ourselves than what it's really about. It's about other people. Why do you think you have that gift? Why do you think that gift's in your hands? Why do you think you can play the piano, the guitar, or sing like you can? It's not because you're anything special. Truth is, none of us are. We're just one person in the vast ocean of many other people. Wow, Ryan, that's pretty depressing to think about. Well, it's the truth. What makes you different than the human being that's right next to you? And I'm not preaching at you. I'm trying to make you realize why you make the art that you make for a reason. That art isn't yours. That art is all of ours. And what I mean by that is, yeah, you make art, and yeah, it has your name on it, but nothing's new under the sun. All these ideas that we get, they've been around since the beginning of time. You didn't come up with that. You don't have the intelligence or the capacity of power to think of something so powerful within yourself. And I'm not putting you down, because this goes for myself as well. We are not that powerful. We are mortals. But inside of us are immortal things that we call soul. You see, the thing that I've seen, the downfall of many people, is not money. It's not fame. It's not even materialistic possessions or lust. But it's of one thing that results of all those things, and it's pride. You see, when you allow your ego to take the place of what your soul can do for people, ultimately, you have this gift that becomes an atrocity. It becomes a nightmare for someone else's life, because you put yourself before the other person that's beside you. And that's the beauty of soul, when you actually embrace what it's all about. When you realize this life is bigger than yourself, and you realize that there's more beyond this life than what you've always known it as just for yourself, it becomes something that's very unique, and it becomes something that's very special. And even in a lot of times, it becomes mysterious in the way that we never know what it's truly about until we see that it's the person next to us. It's the person that needs love. But with this topic, everyone, I stress, ego versus the soul. It's a choice. Like I've said before, it's always a choice. You have the free will to choose whether you're going to serve yourself or you're going to serve other people. But why serve yourself? Why be hollow at the end of it all and realize you only served a purpose that's no bigger than outside yourself? How small of a dream is that to have when you could have had something more soulful that could impact everyone around you because you realize what the real meaning of life is, and it's love. So I challenge you all, whether you're an artist, a musician, or just an everyday person, see that life is more than just yourself. And then maybe you'll see the beauty of what soul is really about. Y'all stay tuned. We're going to talk about J.C. Ward next. I'll see you in a little bit. What you just heard is a snippet from the local artist, J.C. Ward. J.C. Ward is actually one of the first local artists that I've met when I actually joined the scene. I remember hearing J.C. Ward play the same night that I met Dwayne Brock down at Joe's Underground in November of 2015 when they'd had open mic. I heard J.C. Ward play, and honestly, I thought she was my age, but come to find out, J.C. is actually 3 years younger than I was. But she carried herself very maturely, and to see where she was then, and when I first heard her, she was very talented, but to see where she's at now, to see how far she's grown, definitely shows that she has a gift within herself, and she was definitely meant to be a musician. J.C. Ward has influences of a wide variety. And if you hear her play, you definitely can tell. She grew up loving older country music and classic rock, thanks to her dad. And as a teenager, she looked up to singer and songwriters like Bob Dylan, Elton John, Billy Joel, and some modern-day writers like Ed Sheeran, Tyler Childers, and Jason Isbell. Her interest in music has been there since she was a small child, probably when she was a baby. She used to dance in her crib to songs on TV, and her dad played guitar and sang to her while she was growing up. She sang karaoke at places around town, and then started singing the national anthem at concerts like the Kix 99, A Day in the Country, and Guitar Pool, which only led her to love live music even more. She picked up guitar when she was 13 or 14 years old and didn't focus too much on it again until she was 17 and started open mics around town. And ever since then, she's been trying to contribute to the local music scene the best she can. J.C. Ward, I've seen her several times, and she's one of those artists that's like wine. It gets better with time. J.C. has a very smooth and soulful voice, and she's a very talented musician as far as her abilities to play guitar and other instruments. The cool part about JC that I enjoy is her ability to relate to the crowd and really excite the crowd by the way she gets into her own music. And I see that. I've seen it several times watching her live. And JC Ward, she has a very interesting style of playing that is different than a lot of the local artists, because personally, I think JC has had more exposure and variety of places than the average local musician does. I mean, I've seen her down at Joe's, and then she played Open Up for Driving and Crying at the Middle Theater. Two total different extremes, but she could pull it off because she has such a versatility in her songwriting and in her playing to where she can do that. Now, if y'all want to catch JC Ward live, I highly recommend you do. She's playing at the Highlander on February 8th. She's playing at Mill & Mushroom on Valentine's Day. You know, if you got a significant other, or if you don't have anyone to cater to on Valentine's Day, go to Mill & Mushroom and have some pizza and enjoy JC's playing. She's playing at the Mill & Mushroom in Evans on Valentine's Day. Or you can go check her out at Joe's in New Ellington on February 16th. But that's what I have for you today. That's JC Ward. Be sure to check her out. She's on several different social platforms. Instagram, Facebook. Pretty soon she's working on her own EP, which will be coming out pretty soon from what she's told me. But look out for that. And if she's playing, definitely go check her out. It's always fun to hear JC play. But that's all I have for you today on the topic of ego versus soul and local artist JC Ward. I hope you all take care. I'll talk to you next time.